Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Katie Cat has a quick observation about kids' birthday parties because she was at one this weekend.
It was
a little ridiculous, wasn't it?
Well, it was amazing is what it was, but it got me thinking, like, it was a 10-year-old's birthday party, and she has officially had a cooler birthday party than I have in my whole existence. Like, it was 10 years old. She had a DJ. There was a LaBooBoo lounge. There was an entire karaoke setup to where the kids got to get up and sing karaoke. A whole, like, nightclub vibe. There was a bartender serving Shirley Temples. Like, there was...
This seems a little excessive, doesn't it?
Everything you can imagine for a little kid's birthday party.
And then we handed each kid a $100 bill.
Well, each kid got a LaBooBoo, so essentially that's exactly what happened.
How many kids were there?
There was, I think, 13 kids there. 13? So they all got LaBooBoos and little gift bags full of stuff. And again, shout out to just the friends and family who put it on. Amazing job to attention to detail.
Well, you've got to say
detail.
That because they're your friends.
Well, but also, like,
I can say they spent $650 just on LaBooBoos if they got the $50 each ones.
Yeah, yeah, no, they was
$650.
And I think he got a good deal on the LaBooBoos, but still, they threw down quite a few dollars to throw this
party.
What
does a DJ cost?
It was awesome. Well, and the DJ, again, a family friend, because we're all in radio, so you know a bunch of DJs, right? So I don't know exactly how much the DJ cost, but I know if you've ever had to book a DJ, I'd say at least a couple hundred, right?
All right, yeah. So $200. Like, we're at $850.
A three-hour party, and then
karaoke.
You're talking about all the food. It was catered, so there's that.
Who catered
in there
it?
As well, Qdoba. So, you know, that was probably a good $300-$400 right
Let's
there.
Let's say,
just
well, me in the middle, $350. We're at $1,200.
Yeah. Yeah.
What other party favors did they get?
Well, again, the bags were filled of all kinds of fun stuff for them. So I don't know exactly what was in it, but candy, little bracelets, little trinkets, stuff like
another
that.
$150.
$20 into each one, probably on top of the LaBooBoos that they put in there. Again, the karaoke. They gave them each a couple bucks to go tip the DJ.
Oh, that's cute, though.
Yeah. So they took a lot of things into consideration, and again,
so easily $2,000.
Easily. Easily
$2,000 plus for a 10-year-old's birthday party.
We're not talking about the decorations and everything, you know, and then just the libations for the adults. It was funny because there were some adults there who were looking around like, I don't think I've ever had a birthday party like this. Me, one of them.
Seeing as, you know, I've got small children that we went to some birthday parties like this, speaking as from foremost parents out there, we hate this.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely hate it when you roll into a birthday party and you know they've spent $2,000 plus on crap. They're handing out LaBooBoos and there's a DJ and there's karaoke and it's catered. Because guess who's got to keep up with that?
Yeah.
We then do, because then my children expect that kind of crap.
Well, but you
this
know
is
what?
Crap.
This is in response to a birthday party that the child went to. Like, how come they got to have this at a birthday? Because here's the thing. This kid's birthday is this month, so it's a November birthday. So already
they
get the short end of the stick, though, because her sister has a summer birthday where they get to go to the pool. Usually they spend it up at their when they're on vacation. Like, the summer birthdays get
That's
a little
a nice
bit
twist,
more...
Cause summer birthdays are garbage because you miss out on
the school
and all your friends getting you stuff.
Yep.
You think, but summer birthdays also get the entire summer feel to it. So it just
doesn't
automatically
matter.
Well, for them, it does. Like, this has always been a thing for them, is the one girl has a summer birthday and she gets all her friends and everything. And usually when this birthday rolls around, all the family is out of town because this is the time when they take their vacation. Like, historically, this child has not gotten one of these birthdays. So that's kind of why they made such a big deal about it. But again, it is in response to a birthday
it's
that
crap.
Her friend had.
It's straight
but you're
crap.
In this. You have to do this.
I like, don't have to do that.
You have to do this.
I'm a grown-up, and I can say,
right
no, we're not doing
oh,
that.
I'm
that's
sure you
stupid.
Can. That's
I will
fine.
Put $500 into your savings instead. How about
oh,
that?
They're gonna
oh, that's
love
so
that.
Smart.
I don't care. They'll thank me
they're
later in the future.
Love that.
I'm not this. I am not the parent that caves to this crap.
Okay.
And I will say out loud, these type of birthday parties are not for the children. It is not for your son or daughter. It is to impress your friends and to look good on Instagram. It is to impress other people, not to bestow a banger of a birthday for your kids.
Well, I
it
think
is to show off in front of your peers.
It, well, and I think it is just like the advancement of this type of thing. So when I was growing up, and people always say, whatever happened to the birthday parties at McDonald's?
Well,
when I was growing up, the kids who had the birthday parties at McDonald's were the bougie kids. So now it has advanced to the kids who are having DJs at their parties are the bougie kids.
Like, that's wild.
We've talked about how this is just an example of it. They have people who come in and set up tents for slumber parties. That's a whole $1,000 birthday right there. Like, each kid gets their own tent to sleep in, kind of thing.
There's people that have their businesses now are to come to your house and throw these crazy parties for your kids.
Yes, and they're a lot of money.
Bombastic. Yes, and they're a lot of, I'm pissed.
But then you think also.
I almost want to toss out what we're going to talk about coming up here in a little bit and go off on this some more.
Well, here's the thing is like when you think about it, you know, when it comes to the kiddos and whatnot having to do all this, like. If you went to Waterworld, say you went to Waterworld or any kind of attraction around the city where you had to pay for 5-6 children to get in, it would start, you know, your tab would start to accumulate.
It's still not
going to
reach the $2,000, $3,000
you
mark.
Don't think 10 kids.
We got to get into a break. Do we want to talk about this more? We can do this or we might come back and talk about what we had on.
I kind of think we need to hash this out a little
bit more. If anybody wants to call in and sound off about the excessive kids' birthday parties, phone lines are wide open. We're a very accessible morning show. We'll either dabble on this a little bit more or come back and talk about unfriending people on Facebook, which I honestly think I would unfriend these parents that threw this party. I went to a birthday party one time. I'll bust my buddy Matt. Oh, he's a good guy. Love his family. But they was like at Top Golf and it was catered. And I think he said it was like $4,000 when it was all said and done. And it was like, now we've got to live up to this. So if anybody wants to sound off about these excessive kids' birthday parties, parents, now's your time. We're going to let you have the floor. If you've been to these, spout off about them. Or if you call in and love them, defend them. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now we will get to Eric, Karen, Jenna, and Veronica. Eric's been holding the longest. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're good, buddy. So I see on my screen it says you're an event designer, so am I trashing your business?
Let me be real. So I get what you're saying in regards to the extravagance because I've seen some things gone to levels like the Labubus. Okay.
Eric. So let me ask you, part of your business is do you do these events for the kids, for the kids' birthday parties?
Oh yeah. I've done them for little like 2-year olds where we've gone like full out, like was it Coco Melon and it's just Coco Melon everywhere, like everything, even with the person's face on it, like, and like they're two, they're not going to remember that. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the most that somebody has spent by hiring you for one of these parties?
Ugh. Honestly, it was probably for a 14-year-old, and they think they spent about a good $8,000.
Oh,
you guys, $8,000 for a birthday party.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's teenagers, though. You know, teenagers at that time, they're a little more expensive, and it was makeup, and it was a whole thing.
Did everybody get an iPad? Like, how did that look? Like,
no, man. It was like we rented. It was most of it was the venue's place that they wanted it to have. Like, they rented. I can't remember what the venue was, but they rented out someplace. And they basically bought in like 16 girls and everybody got like makeovers and it was a whole thing.
But it's good for you because that's cash in your pocket. You're loving these crazy parents.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it as like you said earlier, when I look back at my childhood, the people that had the parties at like Discovery Zone, Skate City.
Thank you.
All those places, they were the like kind of the bougier, the more expensive kids because you know, my mom was like, dude, Skate City, yeah, that's about $400. I'm not about to pay for 10 kids to go skating.
Right.
I just did it for my own daughter, and it was on upwards of almost $300 to $400 for just 10 kids, and that's just skating and games.
What happened to the good old pizza party at the house, and you played video games for a couple hours, and then you kicked the kids out?
It's kind of like you got to watch people in your house now, though. It's kind of like, we don't live in the same type of society. We got a whole bunch of creeps and weirdos, unfortunately.
Oh, creeps and weirdos have been around forever, though.
They have.
Yeah, but I think it's a little more prevalent now, especially when you're bringing them into the kids, because the kids are a lot more accessible now. Like, they're way more accessible
they are.
Now
I get
via online and social media and a lot of that stuff. So a lot of stuff is not as manageable as we used to be able to do. Like, you knew your kids' friends 9 times out of 10 when you went to their class, but yeah. they could have a whole extra 100 friends that you may not know about on social media that show up to your house. And you never met them before.
Solid points. Yeah. Very yeah. solid points. And I know with our kiddos, that yeah, we got to know the parents for sure. You know,
yeah,
before
that's
we send them off.
I know
and
your mom
anything.
And dad is.
Yeah.
yeah.
I want to get to Karen, Jenna, and Veronica here, Eric. But let me ask you, how many kids do you have?
I have 2.
2? Now, do they expect these bombastic parties from you since
yeah.
this is what you do for a living?
So what we've started to do is we do it on a budget. Like, we are a big DIY around here, so we will give you a big, big old party looking, you know, $1,000 looking party, but we'll spend half of that because we did it ourselves. Like, I'm a chef, so I will hop in the kitchen and do a catering real quick for you and, you know, do it DIY style and only spend $500 versus how people are doing it now where you got caterers, this person, that person, and you mm-hmm. end up spending about $3,000.
Yeah.
So you're going
you're
all out,
dad.
But you're just doing it smart. Like,
he is,
you're
yeah.
saving
yeah,
the money doing it.
The wife grabbed onto that. She's like, look, there's a way we can make this look like we spent about $1,000, $2,000.
That's smart.
And, you know, we only spend a couple hundred, so why not?
Yeah. You know all the tricks of the trade,
That's
too, buddy.
That's how you do it.
Eric, thank you so much for sounding off this morning. Really appreciate you, buddy.
No problem. Thanks. I love listening to your show.
Thank you, Eric. Have a good day.
Bye.
We got Karen, Jenna, and Veronica. If anyone wants to sound off about these crazy kids' birthday parties, if you've been to them and you want to shake your head, or if you're throwing them and you love them, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. It looks like Karen's been holding the longest. Hi, Karen.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're really good. The weird thing was that Katie went to this 10-year-old's birthday party and she wasn't even invited. She just showed up. Because she heard it was catered, she just wandered in.
It was the nacho bar, Karen. They got me.
Those are the strangest.
It's the strangest thing. So what do you think about these bombastic birthday parties?
I personally think they're ridiculous. I mean, it's, you know, having a birthday party, even for like the 2-3-year-olds, they have no clue what's going on. It's yeah. all for the adults. You know, both my kids, they had a big party, you know, well, I should say just a friend's party when they were 5 because they started school. And then they didn't really have a big party till they were 18. I mean, you know, you get together with family and have cake and ice cream and they still get presents.
Yeah.
They don't know any different.
Truth.
You know,
truth,
it's all for the adults
yeah.
and for showing off.
I think
Absolutely.
You make a really good point, though. Like, it's okay to have a few parties throughout the 18 yes. years that you really yep. put the effort
Some
into,
special
right?
ones, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe double digits.
Yes.
Maybe the 18th.
Well, and again, she
you're
was
starting
16th.
School, you're meeting
yes.
new friends and you want to get to know people. That's great.
Yes.
You know, but for the 10-year-old and the 12-year-old and all that, yeah, no. To me, it's just not necessary.
Yeah, what we've done the last couple times with my 2 kiddos is, like, you get to pick 2 friends, and then we'll go
yeah.
do an activity with you. And I think this last time we took them to that sliding place in the Mills Mall where it's all
yeah.
slides inside, Slick City.
Slick City. Yeah,
it's like, you get to pick 2 friends, and we'll have a good time, and then you can come back to the house, and we'll have pizza and hang out. So you
yeah.
get an activity
yeah.
and then something
you know?
At the
and
house.
Then, and then you got family over, you know, you got your cousins, you got your, you know,
yes.
and that's when you, you know, birthdays are about times with family and the people that are important in your life.
Preach it, girl.
Yeah.
Preach it.
Yep. It's there you go. That's
Karen.
It, right there.
And Karen, mic drop out. Done.
I know.
Karen
right.
has
Thank
spoken. Bye, Karen. Have a good
Bye.
Day. Thank
we
you
love
so
you.
Much. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So Hi. It says you had this experience just yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, I did. So me and my husband were at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo yesterday. And there was a private event center in there, and there was, like, tables set up and music in there. I was like, I have to see what's going on in here. Peek my head in, and there's a ton of kids running around. I'm like, okay, school field trip, weird, okay. Look closer. There's a big 8 in there. They're celebrating an 8-year-old's birthday party at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, getting to see the animals, I imagine. And as we were walking around, there was, like, 2 groups of, like, 3 or, like, so 6 kids split into 2 groups, and they had a personal guide going through each one.
Oh,
and I'm pretty sure they probably got special privileges of, like, feeding them and holding them. Yeah.
It's like, what is this cost? What is this costing these parents?
Oh, my gosh. insane. I was like, I want to be in there. Let's just squeeze in there. I wish I would have had my little daughter with me going to the zoo because it was a date night. But I was like, I wish we could have just had, hey, hi, I have a little kid.
You're like a wedding crasher, party. But you're a kid's birthday crasher. You shove your daughter in there. Go, go, go.
That is funny.
That's nuts.
So I'm looking at their little do-it-yourself party add-ons and stuff out there at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. First of all, just to get it going, mm-hmm. it's like $50 a kid. And then you just said there was like something where they got to feed people, right? Like you get to feed the animals or whatever. That's just like things that they add on. So
extra pricing, extra pricing.
Yeah, like if you want to like hold the turtle or something, it's like $40.
Excuse me?
Like chicken feeding is $1 each. Giraffe feeding is $3 each, so you just
so it's 500 just in the door for 10 kids.
And then on top of that, each event you want to do, each activity, they just add more on to the price. Mm-hmm. Like you can feed people with pizza for $30 each.
Like, for an extra 100 each, you can actually take a turtle home. Wow, that's really nice.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that's a spendy birthday party at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo.
Oh my
holy
goodness, Jenna.
It was beautiful though.
It's for the social. Yeah. That's why they're doing it.
Like, I want to spend money to go pet a giraffe right now.
I bet you do.
Jenna, how old is your kiddo?
She is 2.
So what's on deck for the 3-year-old party? What are you going to do?
Yeah, so the first birthday party, we spent $1,000. That, and I will admit, that was more for all of her older cousins to have fun with. But
for
now
a 1-year-old?
We're like, yeah, it was at Candyland. It was her first birthday. We
oh, and she'll remember it forever.
Hey, that was for me. I'll
that was for you.
That birthday party was for me.
I'm going to tell you right now, Zoe's first birthday party, like, she's in a little red radio flyer wagon. She got the cake all over her face. She doesn't remember a thing, but I will remember that for the rest of my life, and it is still ingrained in my brain.
Okay,
so I get it,
so.
Jenna. I get it. That was for you.
Right.
You're right.
Jenna loves candy.
We're going, like, 500 max, 200. Yeah. Like, I was thinking about it. That I think every like 5, 10, 15, 20 will be like the bigger birthdays where we could do a little bit more. But like in between that, just with our friends and family cousins, we have 20 people with that. We both have very large families. So
that's part of the problem too. If you have a massive family, it's going to naturally cost a little bit more.
But, yeah.
But you're still not at the $8,000 mark like our first guy this morning. Jenna, I got to let you go. Veronica's been on hold for like 18 minutes, so I got to get to her.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a good day. I've been listening to you guys for 10 years. I absolutely love you guys. Have a beautiful rest of your morning.
Thank you, Jenna.
That's so sweet.
Bye, Jenna.
Have a good one.
Bye.
All right. Veronica, so nice. Good God, you've been on hold for 18 minutes and 30 seconds.
I would have hung up a long time ago if it wasn't for my son.
Okay. True mama words right there.
I would have bounced. All right, the floor is yours. You you say what you want.
Well, my son wanted me to call in, but I had to drop him off at school. He was kind of sad that I took him to school and he didn't get to say what he wanted to say, but I told him that I would tell you guys what he wanted to say.
We'll make this a podcast, and you can download it later, and you can give him a shout-out. So first of all, say his name. Give him a shout-out.
Okay. So this is for my son, Cole.
Okay. What does Cole have to say?
Well, Cole is going to be 10 on Thursday.
All right.
And I'm always kind of like, I don't really spend a lot of money on birthday parties, but I do love a good birthday party. So we do a lot of DIY stuff for our birthday parties, but for like big ones, like he's going to be double digits, right? That's kind of it.
This is one of the
ones.
Yes. Yeah. I just said double digits, big party. Okay. So what are you going to do?
Right. Well, he didn't really want a party. We're going to take him and a couple friends to Dave and Buster's.
Oh, see, that's
okay,
fun.
Not too bad. Yeah. How much are you looking to spend then?
Well, I always have a budget, and this is one thing what he wanted to say was, he doesn't like a big, huge party because he knows I have a budget, and that includes his gift. So the more we spend on a party, the less gift he gets.
This is a smart kid. He wants more loot.
Yes.
He wants more loot.
He gets it.
Well, and going to Dave and Buster's, he has a chance to even get his own loot by winning more tickets. Like, that's actually a really smart party.
Yeah, but then if he spends more at Dave and Buster's, he gets less gifts.
Yeah, but you can get tickets. You can get 100 tickets by if you play the game well for spending $1.
Yeah.
Too risky.
Too risky.
You got to go for the first. You got to go for the sure thing then with the actual gifts from mom. Too risky.
Right?
So,
yeah, and he's getting to the age where he likes money because he wants to spend it on what he wants, right?
Smart kid. Well, it sounds like you have a very wise son, and I bet he's going to invest his money properly, and he will pay for your retirement, is my guess.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
Just a hunch. Veronica, thank you for holding for so long and for having us on in the morning. It's very kind of you.
Yes.
You're welcome. We enjoy your show. We listen to every morning, and we call in a lot and talk to you guys. We really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
Next time I see you, I'll give you a piggyback ride. Thank you for calling in.
She's so sweet.
All right, let's wrap up with, is it Zoltan? Awesome.
Hey.
Hey, Zoltan. Well, that's an awesome name.
Oh,
all right, you get the final word on this.
Right?
No, it's the best
name. That's the one and only.
Yeah.
One and done.
One and done. All right, what are your thoughts on these excessive kids' birthday parties?
So listen, when I was 19 years old, in 1990, I was a pastry chef at the Four Seasons in Dallas, and a 16-year-old kid had a quinceanera, $60,000.
Shut up! You win! You win.
That's more than my yearly salary.
Yeah!
And they spent it in one night, and it's more adults than kids. And we wonder why society is so messed up, and everybody's trying to measure up. Now that kid's got to spend 70 on his kids or 100 on his kids. And it goes on and on.
It's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
Oh,
absolutely crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And, you know, I had five kids, and none of them got a $60,000 party, by the way.
No, they did not.
Absolutely
They
not.
Got plates from the dollar store and a slice of cake from Safeway, and they were happy as can be, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, growing up, I had to share my birthday party with my cousins. So kids nowadays, they don't even know how good they got it, okay?
Zoltan, you know what the worst part about my birthdays were growing up, buddy, is sometimes they landed on Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
And even if they didn't, I got a stupid turkey cake every single year. Shaped like a stupid turkey.
That is so funny. My birthday's on January 6th, and I suffered the same thing. Everybody got Christmas presents, and all the money's gone.
You got garbage for your birthday. Garbage.
That's awesome.
But it made you stronger.
Yes, it did. Absolutely. You guys have an awesome day. I appreciate the time.
We appreciate you calling.
Have a good day.
I looked at Nicole. I was like, my birthday's coming up, and I swear to God, if you get me a turkey cake, I swear I will divorce you.
Gobble, gobble.
Those papers.
All over your face.